Welcome to Off the Court, a show dedicated to making you the best version of yourself as a player and as a person. I'm Coach Jack, CEO and owner of Close the Gate Hoops. If you're trying to take your life and game to the next level, this is the podcast for you. Let's get it. We are live. What up, gatekeepers? Back at you with another episode of Off the Court. Today, again, I do have Coach Aaron and Coach Connor joining me, and we have a great topic that a lot of people actually misunderstand, and I actually remember writing a paper about this my freshman year of college, but it's about defining success. There really is no true definition of what success is because it's a relative term. Because success to one person is completely different than the success to another person. And the stereotypical type of success is someone who's extremely wealthy, has big houses, cool cars, a lot of women, things of that nature. That's what most people define success, when in reality, those are some of the saddest people in the world. So before we start diving deep in this topic, Aaron, is there anything that you wanted to start us off with? Because you did also choose this topic again, our podcast guy.
Yes. So, definitely agree. Everybody has a different definition of success, or everybody should have a different definition of success, because it's all based on what your values are and what matters to you. Like Jack talked about, a lot of people define success with very shallow ways. But again, those people are the people that we kind of just talked about this in the last podcast, but those are the people that are not truly happy because they have all these shallow things that really don't have any depth or meaning to it. So I think there is certain things that people should have in their definition of success, but it's all about really what matters to you. Everybody kind of believes success is the same at the core of it, but everybody has different thinkings in terms of how they're reaching it.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And like a lot of it, so to me, I'll talk about my definition of success. To me, someone that's truly successful, who's found complete balance in their life, and we talked about this in a previous episode, if you find complete balance throughout your life, then you're truly content and you're the happiest that you can be. It's not about materialistic things or having too much or too little of something else. It's actually how you live your life and the type of mood and mindset that you're in. To me, that's what success is. And why don't we go around and ask all of you what success is? Because defining success is different. It's relative again, so we all have different definitions.
So my definition of success would be being content with the way that you are living your life. What comes to mind for me is a John Wooden quote, and it's success is peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Meaning, and that results from you being completely content and you knowing that you made the effort to do your best to become the best that you are capable of becoming. That's the John Wooden quote that really sticks with me in terms of what I see as successful. Because if you're able to enjoy becoming a better person, and if you're able to have a well-balanced life where you're able to improve in all aspects of your life, and you're happy with how you're doing that, then I see that as success.
And I've talked about this before, is you write your own book, right? Our life is a book that has been partially written and some that still haven't been written. Right now, I'm 20 years old, so 20 years of my book have been written. What you need to get to a point is when you are on your deathbed, and Aaron, you wrote this down, you're living with no regrets. And honestly, to me, that's a truly fulfilled life, is when you don't have any regrets, you've done everything you possibly could to live the life that you dreamed of. That is success to me. And what I'm saying by talking about this book, if you get to the end of your life, you're on your deathbed, okay, and you reread your book, you are super satisfied with that book that was written. That is success. There's nothing else that you would want to change about it. You did everything in your power to give you the book that you had wanted, and one that you would want yourself to read and everyone else around you. So that to me would be what finding success is.
My definition of success would probably be just like throughout your life, just try to be as happy and as like grateful as possible, because it's something, living in the moment is something like that can make you successful and make you happy and be grateful for who you are and who's around you.
Yeah. And a huge reason not a lot of people live in the moment is because they're dwelling on the past. And that's the thing, when you don't like Jack said, you don't want to be in your deathbed with regrets, right? Because you essentially just can't live with regrets to be able to be truly happy.
And to get to that point, you have to, my dad said this quote all the time, do your best, forget the rest.
Right.
If you do your best, there's nothing you could have done differently.
Mm-hmm. Doing your best is honestly a great example of success. Doing your best to become the best you can be.
And this is this is a little off topic, but you talked about thinking about the past, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the exact statistic, but it was absolutely insane how much throughout your day that you don't think about the present.
Mm-hmm.
It was like less than 20% of your day is spent in the present moment,
right?
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
Like if you actually think about it, like you're thinking about what you're going to do later in the day,
yeah,
or what you did earlier in the day. Like that's, our brain doesn't spend enough time where mm-hmm. you actually are right now.
Right. And I think that's a huge reason, like a huge way to become successful in your life is to take risks. And that's, I think, why as our human nature is to not want to take risks, because we're so focused on what's going to happen or what's already happened, and we don't see the potential that it has right now, if that makes sense.
Well, it's uncomfortable for people to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like the second episode. Mm-hmm. The fastest way to grow in your life is to be uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
and to constantly find yourself in that uncomfortable feeling.
Right.
So that is definitely a way that you can get closer to whatever your definition of success is.
Mm-hmm.
But what comes to mind when people think about success is like, I think about this all the time. Like someone that, say they grow up and they play tennis all their life, right? Like what is a professional tennis player called? They're just professional tennis player?
There's some kind of league. I don't know.
I assume so.
The Wimbledon?
Well, yeah.
It's like a tournament.
Okay.
So I think like, what if I could have been a professional tennis player, but I couldn't have made it to the NBA? Like what we are trying to achieve is completely different from person to person. So you can't say success is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and not by not reaching the NBA doesn't mean I didn't reach success either.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because what if I did everything in my power to get to that point and I still couldn't get there? Well, there's nothing else I could have done.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean I'm not successful.
Yeah. And for younger listeners that are still in middle school or high school, you realize this when you get older, but your definition of success right now is just so small, and like because you have these little, like, you go to your basketball tournaments and things like that, and you know, winning those, that's like a huge success to you, and it definitely is. That's awesome that you do that, but it's like when you look at the whole grand scheme of life, and once you get older, you kind of start to realize what matters and how you can become successful.
You could honestly argue that younger kids are in the present moment more than we are.
Oh, absolutely.
That's honestly, there's a lot of things that we did when we were younger that we could do a better job of when we're older, for like that example of living in the present moment.
Youthfulness is wasted on the young. It is. You ever heard that quote?
No. Youthfulness is wasted on the young.
No, what's that? Maybe that's not the quote. It's like, I'm pretty sure that is.
So what does that mean?
So basically when you're young, at least I can attest to this. When I was young, it's exactly that. You live in the moment. You don't have as much worries, and you just kind of enjoy life a lot more when you're younger, and you don't get caught up on things a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's completely wasted on the young because they don't realize what they're in right now, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
I think when we're older, we're more aware of the unknown.
Yes.
Which worries us more. And that's why we spend less time in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a kid, you don't think about the unknown. Mm-hmm. You don't think about what college would be like, or what you want to do for the rest of your life, or where you want to live. Like you do think about those things, but you don't actually think about them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good example, because we worry way too much when we get older, which is why there's an increase in stress and depression and things of that nature. But I like that quote. Youthfulness is wasted on the young.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I like that. Yeah, we could honestly, the younger gatekeepers that are listening to this right now, I could do a better job of practicing what you're going through each day right now. So I appreciate you for that.
I guess just to move on, I saw this a couple days ago, but I think it was my mom who showed me it, but she sent me just this picture over text, and it said, "Is success doing your best?" So I just wanted to ask you guys, what do you think?
So again, you're going to get a different answer for that, because to me, there's like, there's huge pieces to that. Cause yes, doing your best will lead you to not living with regrets, correct? But you could do your best and still have regrets because you didn't enjoy what you're doing while you're doing your best. Mm-hmm. And that goes to enjoying the process. Like say, I'm trying to make it to the NBA and I'm doing every possible thing that I could possibly make it there. If I'm not enjoying that process that I'm going through, and you get to that point, say you make it to the NBA, you could regret that process because you didn't enjoy it in the first place, if that makes sense.
So basically, that would tie right into balance being a huge key to success. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you can work your butt off and stuff, but you got to be able to enjoy it.
And it's what I said earlier about living your life through content. And like you said, Aaron, balance. That, to me, is success. You don't want to go through your entire life realizing it. You lived it without content because you were trying to work towards a specific point so much.
Yeah. Defining success is huge with what you guys talked about with balance. Having balance to become successful is huge. It's balance is with passion. So your passions could be a lot of things. They could be hobbies, praying, seeing family, friends, to find things that will help you ease yourself while trying to define your success and your path.
And a lot of the reason why I think most of the people that we see as the stereotypical successful people with a lot of money and things of that nature is because they were chasing something their whole life that was materialistic, and like you knew when you got to that point, right? Mm-hmm. So they get to that point, they have all the money in the world, mm-hmm. and they're like, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with their life because mm-hmm. most of them on how they got it probably wasn't the most ethical way or things of that nature. And they regret it because they didn't enjoy that process and they didn't spend their life content.
Yeah. Well, and it's also because the reason that that's shown so much, or why we see that as stereotypical, is because they're so unbalanced. Like they have just their whole thing, their whole only priority is money. And then if obviously they're not going to show, you know, what their family life is like, what their social life is like, how they are, you know, mentally and things like that, because they're not well balanced in that way.
That's really good.
Like just to go along with that, people, like, we're not saying like that's a bad thing. Everyone has like life goals and something that they always are probably chasing, right? Mm-hmm. But like some people that are so focused on money, it's they don't stop and they don't give their self balance. They have tunnel vision towards one goal and they just clear everything out instead of that thing.
I honestly like that a lot, that success is balance. That ties in perfectly to our previous episode. Success is something that's internal and something that only you and your own self can define and fight with. Success is not how other people appear you to be. Because if you define your own success, someone could look at someone with not a lot of money and they're not very plentiful with their wealth and say that person's not successful. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't matter. If you define your own definition of success, it's yourself that makes you successful.
Right.
Which I think is very important for people to understand. And when you tell someone he's super successful or he's not super successful, the opinions of others on success don't matter because you define your own success.
Mm-hmm. That's why social media kind of sucks. Cause like mm-hmm. you look at like the top posts or whatever on everything are like, as we've talked about, like these guys that look like they're just loaded, you know? And it's like, you really don't have any idea what's actually going on. Like mm-hmm. they could be, you know, in a deep depression or things like that and not really truly happy. And, or like you look at your friends and you're like, dang, I wish I was doing whatever they're doing. Uh-huh. But you have no clue. You know what I mean? Because their definition of success is going to be way different from yours.
And I actually have a perfect example of that today. I wasn't in a great mood. I was kind of sad, which happens randomly to me at times. And I was about to post a picture of me with my dog, Fletcher. And I thought about it for a second. I was like, this is not what I teach at all. Like right now, I'm not in a great mood. And I'm going to post that I'm in this awesome mood with my dog. And so I didn't post it. And I think that's a perfect example of how social media portrays and overinflates the word success.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
I kind of just wanted to go back on what Jack was talking about with different kinds of success. Some people or families might make a lot less money, and some might make a lot more. But we listened to a podcast. I can't remember who it was on our way up to one of our AAU tournaments in Appleton, and I can't remember what it was called.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, and he made like, what was it? Like, he made a certain amount a year, but it was pretty small, and he had just a wife.
Oh, gosh, I can't remember.
It was good, though.
No, he wrote the Matthew McConaughey. He's an actor, but he wrote the book Green Lights. It honestly has, it ties in with a lot of things we talk about the podcast in terms of life that I recommend all you gatekeepers to read, and that's probably actually a separate topic we could do on Green Lights.
Mm-hmm. I just thought this was funny. I just randomly thought of this, but I work at Draft House. Obviously, I've talked about that as a server, and I serve a large variety of different kinds of people. And I've noticed that the people that come in there portray that they have more money and they order the most expensive things off the menu. Those are the people that are not, that don't seem happy, and they get angry about things very easily. And it's like, when I serve the people that come in that are just, you know, grateful to be there, it really shows you. You're like, these people are way happier, even though these people look like they're way more successful. But it's like, what really matters, you know?
So really a key piece to success is, and I said this when I was at the Adams School, is not caring about other people's opinions. Because mm-hmm. your definition of success is swayed because you're thinking about what others want that definition mm-hmm. to be. Mm-hmm. And that's honestly, like, most of the people that try to show themselves as having a lot of money are the ones that don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Which is why portrayal of yourself is something you should not worry about.
Uh-huh. And it comes from, like, having a good, you know, self-image of yourself. You want to be able to, you want to know who you are. Mm-hmm. And you don't really want to, and this is super cliche, but like, be yourself, you know. You don't want to be pretending like you're something that you're not, because that's extremely shallow, and it's going to lead to you, you know, having some realizations later that are not going to be so fun.
And that's why you also can't let that happen for too long. And like in high school, yes, your environment shapes you. And I'm sure we've talked about the quote, the five people you hang out with is the person that you're going to become. Mm-hmm. If you're not yourself for too long, you're going to lose who yourself was in the first place. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very important that you stay true to who you are and not let other people sway yourself in what your definition of success is.
Yeah. And when you graduate high school, if you're like you got a lot of friends in high school, you're a popular kid in high school, when you graduate high school, you're going to get a smack in the face because you think that's the entire world. And then you go to college, and after being like one of the most popular kids in high school, and you're just a nobody, you know. It doesn't matter. No one cares that you mm-hmm. had a lot of friends in high school. It doesn't matter. So, I mean, you kind of, as you mature and as you grow, you realize what success truly is.
And that's such a pros and cons thing. We talked about we did the youth is, what was the quote you said earlier?
The youth is, youthfulness is wasted on the young.
You said that in this podcast, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So like, we live in this small world when we're younger, which the pro to that is we're living in the present moment better. Mm-hmm. And then when we get older, there's this huge world, which is more of the unknown, like I said, mm-hmm. which brings us worry, which would be the con. So there's pros and cons to everything in life, just like how we talked about balance. Mm-hmm.
That's a huge thing I am constantly trying to do too. I found myself trying to grow up too fast earlier. And so I've been kind of trying to stay youthful. Maybe I'm just immature, but like, I'm trying to keep my youthfulness about me so I'm able to, you know, live in the moment, I guess.
No, you actually, you helped me with that, Aaron. You remind me to stay youthful a lot. 'Cause I do the same thing. I try to grow up too fast. I try to focus on CTG too much. I got to enjoy my young age while I still can.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really good. All right, gatekeepers, we're going to go into our quick speed round. I've got a good one that's relative to the podcast topic we just said. If you could name one person that you think images your definition of success, who would it be?
Wow, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great question. All right, my example would be my grandpa, because he is just constantly loving life, and I think he has a very, very well balanced life. He's in touch spiritually. He's very in touch with our family. And you know, I think he's very involved with his community and things like that. I mean, he was a coach and an athletic director up in Mercer, Wisconsin. I don't know if you know, it's way up north Wisconsin, which is a very, very tiny town. So he's very, very popular around that town. And he's very involved. So I just think that he loves life. So, I mean, that's definitely my example.
Yeah. That goes right with what your definition was.
Yeah. My, person is definitely my grandpa too. He was a teacher and a coach for Janesville Parker for, I don't know the exact amount of years. I think it was like 40 something. He's in the Hall of Fame in Janesville Hall of Fame for sports or something. I don't know what it's exactly called, but he coached wrestling primarily. Other than teaching and coaching, like, he loves to, like, again, I've said this on other podcasts, but he loves to see all of us every Sunday. Every time he just says, like, "Hi Connor, how was your day? What have you been up to?" Every single Sunday. Like, and he says that to all of his grandchildren. He loves to go on vacation, and like, he has a timeshare in Orlando, Florida, and he always takes our whole extended family. But he just loves spending time with, like, his friends and family.
That's really good. I think most of you will know what my answer would be, and that's my father. Yeah, every single day I always talk about it. I'm just trying to be anything close to what he was. And what brought him fulfillment was the betterment of other people around him. And that's why I put on our whiteboard every single day at CTG, is to influence as many lives as possible. And I honestly should add to that, and for the better, obviously, we want to influence them. But that's honestly why I work so hard at Close the Gate, is so I can share all the things that my dad taught me, and even Aaron and Connor, because his presence was infectious, because he affected people. It didn't matter what age it was, to be a better version of themselves. So my dad, my definition of success was to live a content and happy life, and I should add to that, and to the betterment of other people. But what fulfilled him was that betterment of other people. And I think that, to me, is what true success is. My dad, to me, is the definition of true success. And to recap, gatekeepers, honestly, what will help you find that fulfillment in the mindset that you are successful is finding someone that is your definition of success, like we just talked about. So to me, every single day, I'm just trying to be like my father. And that's going to bring me true contentness and fulfillment throughout my life. Like Aaron's true definition of success was his grandpa. If Aaron ends up like his grandpa, he's going to be completely satisfied with his life, his book that he wrote, and have no regrets. And same thing with Connor. So I think that was really good, and that all of you gatekeepers should find someone that is your definition of success.
This is kind of random, but what's your guys' favorite seafood?
Coconut shrimp. Shout out to Blake. He put me on that.
That's same for me, or popcorn shrimp.
Really? You still like popcorn shrimp after getting your stomach infected?
I think my favorite fish is grouper. That's really good. I want to try crawfish really bad. I tried fried crawfish, but I know I got to try the, like, boiled crawfish. I feel like I would really like that.
You know what's really good for no reason is have you ever had the Atlantic cod from Culver's?
Uh-huh.
It's so good.
Really?
Like, it's amazing. Like, I don't know if I've had better fish than Culver's Atlantic cod.
Wow, that is so bold.
No, I'm telling you.
Bad take.
No, that's a good take. Good take.
No, other than that, I like shrimp too. Shrimp is to die for always. So,
yeah, shrimp is really good.
We listened to country music the whole time we were down there. So, who's your favorite country music artist?
Warren Buffett, aka
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, Morgan.
Why do you call him Warren Buffett? I've never understood that.
Because my girlfriend, the first thing she told me was that she's obsessed with Morgan Wallen, and it for some reason the name just reminded me of Warren Buffett. And so from now on, I just call him Warren Buffett because it makes her really mad.
I thought it came from like Jimmy Buffett or something. I don't know.
No.
What's your favorite?
It depends. My favorite country singer of all time is George Strait. He's the GOAT, but I like Morgan Wallen a lot. He's really good.
He's really, really good.
He's like up here.
Well, he's like a modern version of country.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. But I like George Strait. The best of all time.
Well, thanks again, Gatekeepers, for listening to another episode of Off the Court, Defining Success. Just remember that success is relative, and it doesn't matter what other people's definition of success is. It matters what your definition is. Find that person that defines your success, like me, Aaron, and Coach Connor talked about, and then chase after whatever that person did to define what your success is. And that's how you'll find true content and true fulfillment throughout your life. Thanks again, Gatekeepers. This is Coach Aaron, Coach Connor, and Coach Jack. We out, baby. Peace. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Off the Court. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please don't forget to leave reviews if you haven't yet. This helps us with engagement and helps us rank higher to make an influence on more basketball lives. I also strongly encourage you guys to check out our free ebook download that's 25 pages long, How to Unlock the Mental Side of the Game. I was a player that was constantly grinding and constantly working, and it was really hard for me not to see results from the amount of work I was putting in. But this ebook that I wrote dives exactly into those types of questions. I was completely ignoring the most important part of basketball, which is the mental side of the game. So the 25-page ebook that I wrote is for you guys to give yourselves a leg up on your competition and almost like a secret weapon. I call it the basketball cheat code. Also, check out our website, ctghoops.com. On there, we got tons of programs that you guys can download to make yourselves a better basketball player. We have the CTG Productivity Notebook, helping you guys become addicted to productivity. Of course, in-person training. We are located now in multiple cities. And then we have the CTG blog, free education on becoming your best basketball self. Lastly, follow all our social media pages at CTG Hoops, where we post multiple times a day, trying to make you the best player and person that you can be. All the links for these are down in the description below. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you guys check out all the other episodes of Off the Court, and make sure you're ready for next week's episode. I'm Coach Jack. We out, baby. Peace.